Today is Thursday.
What are Thursdays?
Feeling frisky, especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays are for me.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
I can't work Thursdays.
When do you work?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
I'm a radio host.
I work at radio.
That's not a real job.
That's not a real job.
Radio people are the coolest.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
Now we begin.
All right, kids, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, let's do this mass communicating. That's the wonderful thing about streaming online. We have listeners all around the world, and I absolutely appreciate every single one of you. Thank you, and welcome to the second hour of the show today. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to stream the show, listen to any podcasts, because, well, you'll definitely want to listen to this one. Especially this hour, we have a special guest joining us in just a moment. 991fmtalk.com. That's the website. Answer today's poll question while you're there, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you worried about the new strain of the China virus? The one that has been mutating since July, actually, that people have seen. Are you worried about the new strain? It's been detected, so they say, in Colorado. Interesting place to start. Love to hear your opinion. Then there's some very interesting opinions so far. If we take a quick look at the results, Cowboy Barbie says, "Are you kidding me? Only perhaps curiosity about the serpent's next big lie to further his Democrat commie international conspiracy to end President Trump and the United States Western civilization in one blow." So, oh, Cowboy Barbie, thank you so much. Also, no more shutdowns because of pandemics and more deceptions. So I just started off with the yes or no answers, but there's all kinds of things that you can put in there. So thank you for participating in the poll. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe the city of Reno or the city council is spending the CARES Act money wisely? 94% of those participating said, nope, nope, not doing it. Hey, I want to throw out some good news to you. At least being a Second Amendment supporter, I think it's good news. Nevada has just broken all gun sale records in 2020, all because of the plandemic, the social unrest, the contentious elections. That's pretty impressive. That is pretty darn impressive. Something else I wanted to mention to you quickly is if you haven't been watching, the elections contest is still going on, and we're getting some pretty interesting games being played right in front of the people's eyes, because the QR code inventor actually hacked the Georgia voting machines during the state Senate hearing. It was beautiful to see. It just proves that they connect to the internet and how they communicate outside. So that's why voting machines were not supposed to be connected to the internet. I love it. They did this all in real time. Are the senators going to believe it? Still probably not. But what can I say? The stupidity is running rampant. And, We need to get something positive. We need to get something that we can look forward to in 2021. And the creativity of people still gets me. The artwork, the sculptures, the thoughts, putting them down in paper. So I would like to introduce to you my very special guest, who I should have had on a long time ago. He's got a huge fan base here in Northern Nevada. And I'm so glad that we could do this today. I'd like to introduce to you Ray Brookstein, also known as Ray Ray. You can find his work at rayraypoetryworld.com. He's got some great books and the widely acclaimed Trump Chronicle. Ray Ray, thank you so much for joining me today.
Monica, it's really a pleasure to be here. And I know we've, you know, kind of missed each other in the last year, but we knew that one day this day would come, and I'm thrilled. Thank you.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been writing poetry for about 30 years as a hobby. And when that political hydrogen bomb went off in 2016, I said to myself, right? And we all know it. We were bracing for it, and we knew that this would be a remarkable time in history. And so I took my skill of writing poetry and said to myself, by go hell or high water, I'm going to chronicle the events of this presidency for as long as it lasts. And that's what I did. I've done it over 4 years. Hopefully you got my most recent book, which is really 4 years in one. So for the viewers that really want to get a real history lesson as we see it, not what the mainstream media has fed us, mm-hmm. It's a wonderful book, and it was a great accomplishment. So I'm very, very proud.
So, Ray, before we keep talking about poetry and the entire art of it, give us a sample here to start off.
I will, and thank you. You've mentioned something very important, that it's important that we start to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been in a dogfight for over 4 years, and, you know, I think we need a break a little bit. And about 6 months ago, I wrote a poem called A Blessing in Disguise. The lockdowns lasted far too long. Is anyone surprised? But some events are heaven sent. They're blessings in disguise. They came out from the hollows and from every mountainside. The lake of the Ozark swimming hole was a blessing in disguise. The saddest death of Mr. Floyd led to riots far and wide. What happened to social distancing? It was a blessing in disguise. Governor Whitmer led the charge while protesters showed their pride. Huddled crowds with masky sounds, quite a blessing in disguise. Remember that second wave could stricken those alive? But riots made the data cave. Another blessing in disguise. Glass was shattered, buildings burned, scarves on faces meant to hide. Trump declared they're terrorists. That's a blessing in disguise. A country starved for many jobs. Watch our recovery filled with pride. No more news of COVID blues. It's our blessing in disguise. Shake the fear from all our peers. It's time we all decide. We Americans are meant to win. Thank God for blessings in disguise.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Ain't that the truth. Well, how did you get this gift, Ray? I mean, you've been writing poetry for 30 years. Is it something that you've always wanted to do, or did you just come across it?
No, I was a very poor student for most of my life. In fact, you'll never find a book on my night table. I don't like to read. I think I had some reading comprehension problems most of my life. I mean, I hardly passed English. When I got to the University of Pennsylvania, they gave me a test, and they said, "How did you get here?" I said, "Well, I was an excellent athlete." So it just came to me that I could write. Not that I read that well, but I could write. I could put words together. And I started, slowly with short essays. And then I discovered that I could write poetry. Obviously, they say that poetry is born out of pain. You know, most writing comes out of pain. And then you develop the joy. And I realized, that I could put words together. And it became a little more serious. About 5 years ago, I wrote my first poetry book. And then the Trump thing happened, and I wrote four books. And then this year, I'm going to focus on some short stories and poems and and try to keep it a little lighter. Like I said, we've all been this, like a dog has been biting at our ankles for 4 years. But I think most of my writing is it comes from above, to be honest with you. I think I'm just the vessel. And the words come to me, but the words are our words, not just me, but all of us. I speak what other people can't express is what happens.
I love that. I love that. I feel the same way about being on the air, as I express things that people are too afraid to say in public. For Ray, you know, I think a lot of people think of poets, they think back to the beatniks and, you know, poetry rounds and things like that.
Yes.
But poetry has really taken off in a different way over the last, I'd say, you know, decade. We have the cowboy poets now, and we have comical poetry. You talk about it being derived from pain. And it's like, you know, that's what the best blues songs are derived from. But I think it's also to show others that people have the same experiences, and it's an easier way to share them and talk about them.
That's very true, what you just said. I mean, I'm not great in a political discussion, for example. I kind of get tongue-tied, where you know, in your platform, you can express yourself very well. I tend to do it through the poems rather than discussions. I mean, how many of us have lost family structure over these last 4 years? I bet every one of us has a story about what happened between them and a brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a daughter.
Even a parent.
Or a son.
Yeah.
And a parent. I mean, I have a 95-year. I like to talk about Mom. She's alive, and she'll be 95 next week. And she was a Democrat all of her life. But when Trump, she saw what was happening. She always felt that Hillary Clinton was always one step ahead of the law. And she followed her career. And when Trump came along, she loves him. I mean, a lot of the seniors love Trump because of where they came from. They saw Hitler. My mother lived through the bombings in London. She knows what fascism is, and she sees what's happened. It's unbelievable, and people don't see it. We're blinded. I don't know whether it's the media. You know, I don't know what it is, but I can't even talk about it with my own brothers.
It's the media. It's definitely the media. But Ray, so you've learned through the process of doing this. What would you suggest to people? I know a lot of times I hear say, you know, oh, keep a journal, you know, write down your thoughts. And for some people that's hard to do. But does that work?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think almost anybody can relate to when they had a little diary with a little lock on it when they grew up. Not so much the guys, because, you know, writing with guys, I don't say this in any kind of gender, you know, insult way, but people viewed writing and poetry as effeminate. I hope I'm not insulting anybody, but I think you get the drift where women always had their diary. They always kept their private thoughts in that diary under lock and key, and journaling is good. Because it gives you a day by day view, and you see your own growth. I think it's a great idea to write things down. I've been involved on Twitter, so you know you're able to say things, post pictures. I had a podcast a year ago, a conservative podcast, so I learned a lot about like what you do to some degree. It's very hard work, and I don't think anybody who is listening to your show, Monica, should really respect what it is you're doing, because it is not easy. There are a lot of moving parts, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I think so. I think that's good. I hope we can start to have more civil discussions, you know, which is sort of like out the door right now.
Yeah.
You know, can we come to the table and just talk about what's really important? Because what's really important should be important to all of us, don't you think?
Exactly.
Why does politics have to be so, you know, one this side or that side? Isn't there something that we all care about? And that's, I think, where we need to go. The hope for 2021 is we can get through this whole. You know, God knows what's going to happen with the election, final result, January 6th. I think everybody's on pins and needles, don't you think?
Absolutely. So let me butch that up for you, because 100 years ago, before our time, Ray, men journaled all the time. You go back 100 years, you go back into the Wild West, and men always had journals with them, which I find is fascinating. And that's where our real history is going to come from. So, Ray, I'm going to ask you to hang on the line for just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to have you come back and knock us out of the park once again with one of your great poems right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Do you love hit songs? And do you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're gonna love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials, like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Asper Cream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and at 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this last day of 2020. So I have a special guest joining us today because, well, we need to look back at 2020 and 2019 and 18 and 17 and 16 and just think to ourselves, what has happened over these last 4 years? Well, fortunately, we have had a world-class poet chronicling everything, and he's joining us here today, and that is Ray Brookstein, also known as Ray Ray. You can find out more about his work and even purchase his work at RayRayPoetryWorld.com. Ray, again, thank you for joining me and taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today and share your love of writing and your poetry with Northern Nevada.
Oh, my pleasure. I definitely have a connection to Northern Nevada. I have my son, his wife, and grandkids in Placerville, you know, just west on 80. And I have many friends in Northern Nevada. I love Southern Nevada. Before the pandemic, I was probably in Nevada at least twice a year. So I love the state of Nevada. I love people in Nevada. So thank you. I'm really, again, really tickled pink to be able to come on to your show and recite some poetry.
Well, and thank you for the for the show prep, because actually on January 5th I'm going to be going over The Power of No, and I find this extremely interesting, because you know it. People just have not, I think, especially this year, been able to stand up for themselves and use their voices. And one of the hardest words, I think, for people to say is no. You know, I would have liked to have seen more, you know, congressional representatives say no to the big stimulus package that they're trying to put out, because you have to look at the future. You know, it's not just looking at the now, it's looking at the past, looking at the now, and looking at the future. And I think poetry has a great sense of that.
I couldn't agree more. What you said is so important, that we do have to have a voice. Because without a voice, and that gets into the whole thing of censorship too.
Yeah.
Without a voice. And if there's censorship, that is the fine line between freedom and tyranny. And we're close. I mean, they can't even vote on this thing 230. I mean, big tech has just manipulated us to such a degree that, you know, at least I can write a poem still and publish a book. If this were Nazi Germany, my book wouldn't be published, would it now?
Well, I mean, even for some, though, that is getting harder, because look at who has taken over the personal publishing houses like Google and Audible trying to get these things out. My book I recently did for Scam, Socialism, Communism, and Marxism, it was banned off of Facebook. We couldn't do any sales that way. So, you know, censorship is a very serious issue. And again, yes, that when you get rid of the First Amendment and your rights there, you're right there in communist Russia or communist China, or we see this happening every day. So, Ray, yes, I need to wrap up our time here. We need to go, yes, into a Fox News break. So send us out on something powerful to make people think.
Yes. Here we go. The poem is called The Death of America. When the last statue is down, pulled way down to the ground, and no more marble is found, it's the death of America. When he and she's gone, it won't take very long. They will have no way to spawn. It's the death of America. When they muzzle our voice, and it's a crime to rejoice, we gave up our freedom of choice. It's the death of America. When you can't genuflect, there's no Bible left to protect. God's given no more respect. It's the death of America. When there's no school left to teach, only what world governments preach, every dear child's out of reach. It's the death of America. When there's no husband or wife, they squeeze out all unborn life. The family will never revive. It's the death of America. When I can't write a verse recording this curse, it can't get any worse. It's the death of America. When the last battle is fought and all hope has been lost, we watched knowing the cost. We never stood up for America.
Wow.
Monica, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on to your show.
Ray, thank you for putting your words down and sharing with all. Again, you can find out more at raypoetryworld.com. Ray, it's been an absolute pleasure. Happy New Year to you, and God bless. Thank you for your great words.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. We got to take a quick break here with Fox News, and we'll be back on The Monica Jay Show wrapping up 2020 the best way we know how, having some fun and sharing information on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this last day of 2020, December 31st, 2020. So today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, was, are you worried about the new strain of the China virus? Well, so far, 62.5% are saying no. Only 6.25% are saying yes. And all of the other answers that go along with it. More shutdowns because of panic. Cowboy Barbie has a very interesting answer there, so make sure you check that out. More deceptions, that's coming in at 6.2%. It's interesting to see how people's thoughts are going now that things are coming along and they're waking up. I just received this tweet. 60% of Ohio nursing home staff are refusing COVID vaccine. That was actually tweeted out from the governor. Interesting. Just remember, whatever profession you're in, wherever you're working, there is nothing out there that says it is mandatory. So please keep that in mind. People, you do not have to be forced to take this vaccine. I see this one comment that was put here by someone. The problem for public health types is that even if the vaccine actually works better and has far fewer side effects than everything else they have forced on us this year, they have no credibility left. people will insist on a slow rollout and plenty of time to judge side effects. That's the thing. You know, we don't truly know what the side effects are going to be of this vaccine. This vaccine is different than anything else with the DNA capabilities. It is capable of changing your DNA with the RNA structure in there. So just so you know, you have to don't just jump on something because it's being offered. Do your research. Joining us right now at 884-9910, Randall's on the line. And Randall, thank you for calling into the program today.
Hello, Monica J. You told us to do our homework. I want many people to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever heard of Dr. Cherry McDay?
No.
No. Yeah. Well, she knows everything about the new mRNA vaccines, and it's not good.
So what was her name again? Terry?
Well, okay, so I can give you the Facebook and Twitter, mobile Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you those websites.
Okay.
Okay, it's Facebook channel. So you want me to spell that?
Yeah,
Trash channel. Okay, Facebook / channels CHANNELS / CARRIEMADEJ. And then the other one is...
Oh, no, that's okay. That's all I need right there. Karen McDay.
She's
okay.
Also on Dr. McDay, MADEJ. And it all coincides with both of them. And it's not good. I think it's to reduce the population by 7 billion.
So you think it goes back to the eugenics, that it's a way of population control?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Randall, thank you for doing your homework, and thank you for giving me a new name I can research and see what she has to say, because that's the thing, is we have to make sure that you go with more than one source. You don't just listen to Fauci. You don't just listen to Dr. Igor. You compile all the information and you see what's matching up. And then you see what the media is pushing. And then you run in the opposite direction. What a year this has been. Look back. We were told we were going to be shut down for 2 weeks, 14 days. And then it comes out, quarantine, you only have to be 10 days. Everything that they have said has changed almost every single week. The efficacy of masks, the separation of people, it just goes on and on. Fauci says masks work, then they don't work, then they do work, then it really feels like you just can't trust anybody nowadays. I know you can't trust the mainstream media. I mean, look at what the horrendous lies that they have spread about the president. And even now, with the election, January 6th is going to be a very, very interesting day. And I can't travel to Washington, D.C., but I can travel to our state capitol and take my show on the road. So I'll be there on Wednesday, hopefully with you, no matter what the weather is like. We'll be in front of the state capitol, in front of the state legislature, to let at least local people know how we feel. There are people from Northern Nevada who are participating in the caravans that are driving out to Washington, D.C. for January 6th. There are people who are flying out. We'll have a special interview with someone who is participating in this. But really, if you're able to do it, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. I wish I could be there. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Grant this morning. Hi, Grant. Happy last day of 2020.
Yep. Can't be gone soon enough, right?
Exactly.
I just wanted to commend you on your last guest for having Ray Ray Poetry on. I have all four of his Chronicle books, and I think you do as well. And so anyway, I just wanted to thank you for, I know you, with all the stuff going on, it's busy trying to get people and guests on, but I'm so glad you were able to do it.
I am too, because I think we needed that little bit of break. You know, it's tough talking about, you know, COVID and vaccines and the election and all this other stuff 24/7. So it Ray Ray was a nice break to have on, and I'm glad you appreciated it. And I urge you and anybody to, if you ever have somebody that you'd like to hear on the air, please just send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. And I send requests out all the time. I don't always get answers back, but my request I have out now is Dr. Shiva. I'm trying like crazy to get Dr. Shiva on the air with us, but there'll be other great guests in 2021. Grant, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being such a great participant in the show as well. I really appreciate your calling in with all kinds of good stuff.
Well, it's refreshing, you know, hearing a talk show that reports the truth. And so that's what's so good about it. But well, anyway, thank you very much. And you have a good new year. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Like you said, January 6th.
We'll see what happens. You have a fantastic new year, Grant. Thank you so much for calling in today. And once again, putting a smile on my face. And that's what I appreciate so much. I have to say that in March of 2021, this show, this program will have been on the air for 2 years now. So I'm just shy of 2 years. And every second, every minute of every day has just been an absolute blast. I've been on the air when, you know, I actually, looking back now, I probably had COVID back in February. January. I can't remember when my voice and everything was all messed up, because it was just a weird form of the flu. I was so tired and just felt so bad. But we have been programmed now that if you get any type of illness, run to the doctor or grab your meds. And remember, not so long ago, people didn't do that. They sucked it up. They built up their immune system with vitamins and good food and what they needed. Your body tells you every single day what you need and what you don't need. Look at how we've changed over the years. This is where you have to go back into history. When the things that were good for you that we ate every day were then told that was bad for you. And now they're good for you again. Eggs are good for you. If you're on the keto diet, they're essential. Butter, real butter, made from real milk. Not the plastics that you find in things like margarine. Sitting down at the dinner table and talking with your family. The fruits, the vegetables, not the frankenfruit and vegetables, the chemicals that they put in everything now. Look at all of the commercials you see on TV. It's not about going to the store and buying these fresh ingredients and cooking a beautiful meal. It's about what you can pick up at fast food drive-thrus. I mean, I keep looking back to that Sonic commercial where people, their dinner table is inside the car. That's not what we were meant to be doing. We're meant to be outside enjoying this beautiful sunshine, soaking up the vitamin D on our face. We're meant to be with family and friends where we're not solitary creatures. Even though you have your lone wolves and, you know, friends are overrated types. For the most part, we're pack animals as well. We find our health and well-being through laughter and joy and being with others and sharing. Not being masked, not eating garbage food, living a solitary existence at home, not going out, living in fear. If you prepare yourself for the worst of whatever could come your way, and just know you're ready for anything. I heard an interesting analogy yesterday when I was listening to something. It was pray for peace, prepare for war. Pray for peace, prepare for war. This is not the life that we are supposed to be living. So what I wish for you for 2021, I'll tell you when we come back from this quick break as we wrap up the show. The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
You got to be your own man. You got to be your own woman. You have to stand up for what you believe in, and whatever they're telling you to do, run and do the opposite. I wish for you the freedom of life for 2021, to live your life as you choose. As you choose to be vaccinated, as you choose to not be vaccinated, as you choose to wear a mask, as you choose to not wear a mask. It's your choice of what you do, and never forget that. Never forget that. President Trump is fighting for you to also remember that. So let's support him on January 6th. As we wrap up today's program, it has been a crazy, crazy year. A year of censorship, a year of loss of life, loss of businesses, loss of futures. But if we use our voices, if we stand for what we believe in, then we will gain everything. Instead of resolving to lose weight this year, resolve to do something incredible learn something. Learn chess. If you can learn chess, one of the hardest games out there, use your mind, use your muscles. Because as we watch TV, these stupid reality shows, mindless entertainment is what they call it. That's exactly what the purpose is to create a mindless society. Those who go along to get along. We need the critical thinkers. We need the imaginative people. We need the artists like Ray Ray. We need people to stand up and live life. And that's what I hope for you for 2021. Whatever you need, whether it's courage or faith, a friend, a partner in life, that's what I hope for you for 2021. I don't wish you all the happiness or all the joys, because if you have all of it, then you'll stop searching for more. And when we stop searching, we stop living. So, God bless. I love you, and I'll talk to you in 2021.